Having a lot of groundwater close to the surface is often a good thing, but when more than a foot of rain falls on ground saturated by snow the previous winter and heavy rain the previous summer, it can lead to a long-lasting flood. The Wisconsin Geological and Natural History Survey says that's just what happened last summer in Spring Green. UW Extension hydrogeologist Madeline Gotkowitz also says there's a very thick layer of sand and gravel in that part of the Wisconsin River Valley.
And so when you get enough rainfall and snowmelt to cause a water table rise on the order of 12 feet, it takes a very long time for that aquifer to then drain again into the Wisconsin River, which is kind of the natural drain on that aquifer system.
Gotkowitz says climate change projections for southern Wisconsin forecast more precipitation in coming decades. She says Spring Green and some other communities should plan for higher than average water tables and rising surface water levels. Gotkowitz says that could mean changes in local building laws.
It might mean building without basements. It might mean different types of foundation materials. And certainly they could keep new developments further away from lake shores.
In the short term, the town of Spring Green is still waiting for federal approval to remove about 30 homes from the flood-prone area. The town may also build a grassy ditch to take excess water out of a nearby hollow. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.